Morning, Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parsha Shmini, Tov Shin Pei Dalet. We're continuing the Shir and Likut Halachas, Yoredeya Chelik Sheni, Hilchas Reishis Agez, Halacha Aleph, and an appendix of it, which is Hilchas Avelis, because this follows in Shulchan Aruch Yoredeya. After Hilchas Reishis Agez comes Hilchas Nidui Vecherem, and after that comes Hilchas Avelis. And Rav Nosson Zal was able to find a connection, a flow between these chapters of halacha that are written consecutively. We dedicate the learning today. Leiloi Nishmas, Rav Eliezer, Rav Nosson Yaakov, Harini Kaporas Mishkovoi, Hilchos Avelus. Again, this is attached to Hilchos Reishis Agez Halacha Aleph at the end. V'alkein Chayovim Likroya Almes. Based on what we've been learning till now in this halacha, which was based on chapter 19 in Likutei Moran, we understand why it's a mitzvah to tear one's clothing when mourning one of the seven relative, close relatives, parents, children, lo yaleinu, a spouse, siblings. Ki sitra demoiso, walidei pigam eitz hadas, aidei pigam abris. Because the other side, the Sitra Achra, is empowered by the sin of the Eitz Hadas and Pigam HaBris. Shayidei Zeh hu Pigam HaBigodim, which affects the clothing of the person. It damages the clothing of the person spiritually. V'alkein Koiren HaBigodim, and this is why we tear the garments. Ki Pigam HaBigodim walidei Bechinas Machlokes. Because as we mentioned earlier, what damages the clothing is when there's machloikis, shemishom sitra demaisa, v'ze bechinas bigodim kruim shenikroim lishnei chalokim. And this is the concept that when a garment is torn, it's torn into two parts. It's called chelik, shnei chalokim, ze bechinas machloikis. The term machloikis means to divide. V'ze shekosav Rabbeinu Neir Yoyer shabigodim tzrichen liyos shleimim tomid v'loy kruim. And this is why Rabbeinu Zal writes that a Jew has to be extremely careful not to go around with torn clothing. Ki heim shmira, because the clothing are a protection for the person spiritually. Ayin Shom, take a look in chapter 127, where Rabbeinu Zal speaks about this. Because when a person's clothing are whole, they're not torn in half or in parts, then they have this blessing of shalom, peace. And then the clothing serves as a protection for the person. And this explains also why a person in mourning has to sit apart from regular people, like the term machlokes, separated, separation. Because as a result of the fact that this person is in mourning, they're removed, they're far from the concept of shalom. V'alkein ein loy peh, and this explains also why an ovel doesn't have what to say in a sense. We mentioned earlier adabro no shalom boch, that shalom is dibur. I pegam eitz hadas shemishom sitra demoisa hu bechinas pegam adibur, because when Adam and Chava ate from the eitz hadas, which was the sitra achra, the side of death, that also damaged the dibur, b'chinas l'shonei so'amim, which means it empowers the languages of the other nations, sheheim einam nekroim dibur klal, which are not referred to as dibur. Dibur refers to dibur of kedusha, ki ikra dibur b'chinas l'shna kodesh muvelel, because the real dibur is only when it's l'shna kodesh, as we mentioned earlier, based on chapter 19. V'alkein sor Loshon HaKodesh means what we call today Loshon Kodesh, you know, Hebrew. And Loshon Kodesh also means when a person is speaking words of Kedusha in whatever language they're speaking. Bibrinas, as the Pasuk says in Eicha about an Ovel, Yiten be'ofor piu, he places his mouth in the dirt. Bibrinas, and as it says in Yeshaya Novi, Ume ofor tishach imrosech, your words come forth from the dirt, referring shezeo bechinas pegama dibor. That's referring to when the dibor is damaged. Kemoish mevayer Rabbeinu Neir, as Rabbeinu Zal explains, v'chol zeh al yedei zua mas hanochosh, and all of this was brought about through the tumah of the snake, the evil advice that the snake gave to Adam and Chava. Bibchinas, as the pasuk says, v'nochosh ofor lachmoi, the snake, his food is dirt. Umishon bechinas soavelus, and that's where mourning comes from. Dahainu, atzvus hanimshach miyesoid ha'ofor, the concept of depression, sadness, which is associated with the element of dirt, of the four elements, kamuva, as is brought. V'zeh shekosav Rabbeinu sheikar neshichas hanochosh u'atzvus v'yatzlus. And this is why Rabbeinu Zal also writes in Likutei Moran that the main bite of the snake is sadness and laziness. Ayin Shem, take a look in Likutei Moran. V'yalkein chayev b'chalitzas mino. And this explains also why an ovel is required to remove their shoes. Shehu bechinas kosnos oir. This is the concept of where we're told that before Adam and Chava ate from the Eitz Hadas, they had garments of light, kosnos oir with an aleph, oir with an aleph. After the Eitz Hadas, they needed different clothing, garments of leather, kosnos oir with an ayin. Shehu bechinas tikun pegam Eitz Hadas. That represented a repair for having eaten from the Eitz Hadas. V'alkein osur bezivug, and this explains also why an ovel is forbidden. A husband and wife, when they're avelus, they're permitted, they're forbidden to be together. Al yidei shesholat bechinas nirgan mafrid aluf, as a result of the fact that the aspect of pirud, separation, machlokes, is upon the ovel. Remember, when a person dies, that itself is a pirud, a separation between body and soul. V'yalkein chayev b'kfiyas hamito, and this is why the Gemara tells us that when a person is an ovel, they're required to turn over the bed. This is not something that we practice today generally. Ki hamito hi b'bechinas malchus, because the bed represents malchus. Bechinas hinei mitosoi shele shloimoi shishim giboyer, the pasuk in Shir Hashirim, where it speaks about the bed of Shloimoi HaMelech. Bechinas tikan abris, bechinas vayishtachavu Yisrael al rosh hamita, as it says about Yaakov Avinu, that he bowed at the head of the bed, al shohoisa mitosoi shlema, which tells us that by Yaakov Avinu, he had the highest level of tikkun abris. His bed was whole. There was no pegam, no defect. V'yachshov hu rochok mishom. And now, when the person is in a state of avelus, they're far from all of this. V'yalkein chayev b'kfiyas hamita. And this is why the requirement of turning over the bed. V'yalkein mevarein oisei suda rishona. And this is also why the halacha tells us that when the ovel returns from burying the person that died, the first meal is supposed to be provided by others. Others are supposed to bring them the food, and they bring an egg. Kedei sheyihyeh nechshav, so that by the fact that the mourner has to receive food from others, this puts him in the category of like a poor person. In order to exchange the potential death penalty for poverty, because we know the pasuk says that on the day that you will eat from the Eitz Hadas, you'll die, and the Zohar HaKadosh says do aniusa. This refers to poverty. So again, the fact that somebody died in the family, a close relative implies that the whole family is feeling this, is sharing in this. And therefore, the mourners go into this state of anius, somebody else providing food for them, that first meal. And this explains also why an ovel is not allowed to bathe. Because usually bathing means with warm water or hot water. And over there in chapter 19 in Likutey Moharan, Rabbeinu Zal explains that the Klipos try to draw from Kedusha. And one of the ways that we block them, that we prevent them, is on Erev Shabbos, the Arizal says, a heavenly fire comes down from above and separates so that the Klipos should not be able to enter into holiness. And the way that we initiate that fire, that heavenly fire coming down, is by bathing in warm water on Erev Shabbos, Rechitzas Maim Chamim. Bebechinas, as Rabbeinu Zal quotes the pasuk, Yimoitu Alehem Gecholim, hot coals come down upon them. This is upon the Klipos. Besoid Rechitzas Chamim Be'Erev Shabbos. This is the secret that the Arizal explains as to the importance of bathing in hot water on Erev Shabbos. V'achshav hu rochok mizeh, and right now the ovel is far from all of this. V'al kein osur besicha, and this is also why an ovel is not allowed to smear oil on their body. Shehi bechinas moichin, because oil represents moichin, a high-level seichel. Bechinas v'shemen al roishcha al yechsa, bechinas shemen mishchas kodesh, shemishon tikkun habegodim, which is where the whole tikkun of the garments comes from, as we learned in the previous shiur. Bechinas b'chol eis yu begodecha levenim, v'achshav hadas nifgam al yidei pegam eitz hadas, and now, unfortunately, by this ovel, the das is damaged as a result of the pegam of the Eitz HaDas, which is what brought death to the world. And therefore, the clothing are also damaged. And this is why we're forbidden to smear oil upon us, because the oil represents moichin, moichin de gadlus. And this is why it's forbidden to wash clothing during the 30-day period of Avelus, because right now that the person is in this state of Avelus, they are not zoichet to the white garments that represent Tikkun HaBris, Shleimus of Tikkun HaBris. V'chol zeh kol shiva. And all of these requirements that we just mentioned are forbidden throughout the Shiva, the 7 days of mourning. Why seven? Ki ha-malchus klulo mishivas yomim, because the sphere of Malchus is a composite of 7 days, the seven spheros, from Chesed through Malchus. V'shom achizosam bebchinas shiva yomim, and it's there within those seven lower spheros that the klipos have the ability to attach themselves to, especially the malchus. And when does the person completely leave the major avelus? 30 days. After 30 days, dahainu chodesh yomim, a month. Ki bechol chodesh nistaknes malchus, because every 30 days the moon gets its tikkun. The moon goes from its smallest state to its full state. Vazai nistaken hovel, and after the malchus is nishlam, when the moon completes itself, then the ovel has his tikkun, his or her tikkun. Ki kol hoavelus yadei bechinas pegama malchus, shi bechinas loshen kodesh shenivgam al yedei eitz hadas. Shemishon sitra demosa, because again, the whole Avelus is based on a damage in the Malchus. The Malchus, which is also referred to as Loshen Kodesh, which was damaged as a result of the Eitz HaDaas. which is where the Sitra Demoisa draws from. V'alkein shloishim legihutz v'letisporis. And therefore, the Ovel has to wait at least until 30 days have gone by in order to be permitted to launder or tail clothing or to take a haircut. Meaning that the Ovel is not zeche to perfected white garments until the shloshim. She'oz gmar hamilui vatikin shel hamalchus shibichnas because after 30 days, after a month, that means that the malchus has been completed, which means the garments have been completed. Rabbeinu Zal says in a few places, the Gemara says Rabbi Yochanan korele lamane mechadusa. Rabbi Yochanan called his clothing his kavod, and kavod is malchus, melech hakavod. V'alkein kol shloishim osur la'achos hakera, and this is also why, throughout that 30-day period, a person is not permitted to sew up the torn garment. They're only required to wear the torn garment through the shiva, but even though they remove it at the end of the shiva, they're not allowed to sew it up back together until after the shloshim. Ki eino yochel l'sakein b'chinas pgama b'godim kruim shloshim, because we can't correct, we can't repair completely the damaged clothing until a 30-day period has gone by. Vesehu isur tispiris, and this also explains why an ovel is not permitted to take a haircut. Ki hasarois mishom yenikas hasoidem dahenu hamachloikis kemoishimavara benoneriyor besimen samachtes. Rabbeinu Zal explains in Likutei Moran that the hair is from where our enemies, the Sitra Achra, draws power. This doesn't refer to the peis or the beard. It means the hair on the rest of the head, which is the concept of machloikis. V'alkein stam tispoires shloishim yoim, and this explains why the Gemara says usually the amount of growth of hair for which a person takes a haircut is 30 days. Ki b'chol shloishim shahamalchus nismalis venistakenes, because every 30 days the moon goes from the bottom to full moon, which means the malchus is getting filled out and repaired. Al kein tzorech l'galeach hasaros, therefore we have to cut the hairs shelo yinku hasoinim mibechinas malchus, in order to prevent our enemies, the klipos, to be able to draw from the malchus. Malchus again is this 30-day period. Alidei goidel hasaros beyoser, as a result of the hair becoming too long. We know that long hair for a man is something that's chas v'shalom harmful to the neshama. V'alkein ha'ovel eino yochoy lehistakein ulahashlich hasaras me'olav adach ha'shloishim, and this is why the ovel cannot accomplish this tikkun, cannot remove the hair until after the shloishim she'oz hu tikkunai, because that's when a major tikkun has been completed for the ovel at the end of the shloishim. Any questions, please?
Good morning, Rav Nosson. Regarding initiating a conversation with an ovel or not, when Rav Nosson Zal writes here, "Ein lo peh," meaning he's so in pain that he can't speak, that's what it means, or does that mean that we have to wait for him to speak before we initiate?
The first one is definitely the more accurate one that you said, but could be it also has to do with the second one, that there's a withholding of conversation, in a sense, when
Thank
a
you.
person's an ovel. Question in the chat: a person in avelus is forbidden from marital relations. Why is Rav Nosson Zal say the ovel doesn't have tikkun abris? The answer is because death, the eating of the Eitz Hadas, we learned earlier, was also had an aspect of pegama bris to it, and the eating of the Eitz Hadas is what resulted in death. So the family, which is there's a death in the family of one of the seven close relatives, it means that this aura of the Eitz Hadas is on them now. The death, which is also goes together with pegama bris. Now Rav Nosson Zal continues, V'al kein horegel mevatel avelus, and based on this, we'll understand why a holiday, Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos, I believe also Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, if let's say a person is in the third day of Shiva, or even if they'd had one day of Shiva, and Yontif, the following day is one of these holidays, it eliminates the Shiva. Avalas Shabbos, whereas Shabbos, Af she'ein avelus noyeg, even though we don't follow the law, we don't keep the laws of avelus Shabbos. We don't sit on the ground, other things, but still, af al pikein einoi mevatel. It does not eliminate, it doesn't nullify the avelus. After Shabbos, the avel go again puts on the clothing with the torn clothing and continues the Shiva. Ki ikar aliyas hamalchus birigolim, kemoish mevara ben aner yora bayir heita b'maimar mishra de sakina. Because in chapter 30 in Likutey Moharan, Rabbeinu Zal expounds on the topic of the holidays, Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos. And Rabbeinu Zal shows there that the Yomim Tovim are a major time of aliyas hamalchus, when the malchus has a major aliyah. Ayin Shom, ki Shabbos, ki shvisa legamri, because on Shabbos there's a complete rest. Ve'oz ein shum birur. On Shabbos there is no refinement taking place of the removing the bad from the good. None of that is going on Shabbos. Kemuva, as is brought in the writings of the Arizal. V'al kein kol hamalochos asurim bo'i, and that's why we're not allowed to do any work on Shabbos, because work is part of this process of birur, refinement. Avol b'yontif yesh ktsas malachos hamutorim boi. Whereas on yontif, there are certain types of work that we're permitted to do, kegoin oichal nefesh, things that are related to eating, cooking, baking, things like that. V'oz yesh ktsas birur, which means that there is some birur taking place on yontif. Umachmas kedushas yontif. And Rabbeinu Zal shows there that because of the holiness of the Yontif, the mitzvahs of the Yontif, each one of these holidays has a mitzvah of four. The four cups of wine on Pesach, the four minim that we take on Sukkos, the lulav and the esrog and hadas min haravos, and on Shavuos, it's the study of Torah, which Rabbeinu Zal shows. When the Torah was originally given, it was given four levels. It was taught, Moshe Rabbeinu taught it to Aaron, then afterwards to this one, afterwards to that one, four steps. And the Dalet represents Malchus always. So from the holiness of Yontif, we elevate the Malchus from the Sitra Achra, from the four kingdoms of the Sitra Achra. Nimtza. Shebiyontiv yesh hachno gedoilo ela sidra achra va'aliyah ela malchus, which shows us that on Yontif there's a major defeat of the sidra achra and a major elevation. The malchus of the sidra achra is defeated, and the malchus of kedusha rises above from them. Ki yontiv toli b'maisa tachtoinim. Because Yontif is dependent on our actions. It's when Bezdin says, Mekudosh, Mekudosh, when Bezdin declares Rosh Chodesh, that's when we know that 14 days later it'll be a holiday, etc. You know, Kamosh Kosuv, as the Pasuk says, Eile Moyadei Hashem Asher Tikru'u Oysam. These are the holidays of Hashem which you will announce. You will announce them. You will call them. And the Gemara says, Al tikri oisam ela atem. The word oisam can also be read atem, asher tikru atem. You are the ones. You are the ones who announce, who declare them. Kamuva de Rabbeinu, as Rabbeinu Zal speaks about this also in chapter 135. Aval Shabbos kviya v'kaima. Shabbos, there's nothing we do to declare that this day is going to be Shabbos. That's been established by Hashem from the time of creation. V'hi kedosha me'atzma, it's holy from itself. V'eino mevareres shum birur. And on Shabbos, there is no refinement taking place of separating the good from the bad. The kulam shleivim ushketim, everyone is at peace and calm. Ve'ein shum melchama klal, there's no battle taking place on Shabbos. V'yalkein Shabbos eino mevatel havelus, and that's why Shabbos does not nullify havelus. It doesn't put a stop to the shiva. Like Yontif does, ki Shabbos lemalo noid, because Shabbos is on a very, very high level. Ve'eino machnas hasitra achra. Shabbos is not involved in defeating the sitra achra, in battling or defeating the sitra achra. Rak she'ein la sitra achra achizos. It's just that sitra achra has no connection to holiness then. Because then on Shabbos, there is no refinement taking place. There's no processing of separating good from the bad. Ki, as the pasuk says, ki hayoyim la'asoysam ula'machor l'kabel. It says today, now in this physical world, during the sheishes yemei hamaisa, during the 6 days of work and action, that's when we're doing. We're processing, we're separating the good from the bad. Ki hayoyim la'asoysam k'siv, whereas v'Shabbos hi b'chinas alma da'osi, Shabbos represents the future world. Aval b'yontif, sh'oz hi b'chinas milchemes amolek, whereas on yontif, where, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in chapter 30 in Likutey Moharan, when we're doing a major battle against Amalek, V'oz machmien oisam umalin hamalchus, on Yontif we're bringing about a downfall to the four kingdoms of the Sitra Achra by performing these mitzvahs, the four cups of wine, the Dalet Minim. We are machmia the four malchios of the Sitra Achra. Alkein hu mevatel hu avelus. That explains why Yontif eliminates and terminates the Shiva. Ki oz nilchomim umevatlenu machnien hasitra, because on Yontif we're doing battle and defeating and eliminating the sitra achra, shemishom ho'avelus, which is where the avelus is coming from, umalin hamalchus, and we're elevating the malchus of kedusha. V'yalkein chayev odom legaleach erev horegel, and this is why there's a mitzvah to take a haircut. This is for the men. On Erev Chag, Erev Pesach, Erev Shavuos, Erev Sukkos, Shehu Bechinas Tikkun HaMalchus. That haircut is a major part of the Tikkun of the Malchus, Ki Iker Aliyas HaMalchus Boregolim, because the main time when the Malchus is elevated is during these three holidays, exactly. Baruch Hashem. Any questions? Question in the chat. A mourner has enough problems. Why does the mourner have to act out all of these symbolisms? The answer is that our entire life is all about tikkun. It's all about repair and improving. And the tikkun takes place in various ways, depending on the timing and the circumstances, etc. So even an Ovel who is in this state, not going to work, not going out of the house, they are involved in tikkun, a tikkun for the Nifter, number one, and a tikkun of the Shekhinah and a tikkun of the Malchus. That's something we're doing always. We're expressing it in different ways. During the 6 days of the week, we express it in a certain way, on Shabbos differently, on Yontif differently. And again, an Ovel expresses it differently from other people. But this is what life, what all of life is really all about. It's about tikkun. Question on the chat. But on Shabbos, the Malchus goes as high as all the way up to Chochma and Bina, Abba and Ima. On Yontif, it goes higher, not necessarily, not necessarily. On Shabbos, it's going higher. But on Shabbos, number one, it's not through any action on our part. Meaning the holiness of Shabbos is not established by us. It's established by itself from the time of creation, whereas Yontif, we are the ones who are establishing it. And the fact that we are not doing any work on Shabbos of the 39 acts of work implies there's no birur taking place. There's no separation between good and bad. We're not taking action to be machmiya the sitra achra. Whereas Yontif, we are taking actions to be machmir, the little bit of work that we can do, number one, the cooking, baking, carrying, all of those things, and the mitzvahs of Yontif, the four cups of wine, the four this, the four that, is defeating the four malchias of the sitra achra, of which Amalek is a composite of all four of them, and removing the holy malchus from the malchus of the sitra achra and elevating it. So even though Shabbos is a higher level of holiness, the fact that the holiness on Shabbos comes on its own, and there's no battle against the Sitra Achra, then that's why it doesn't affect the Ovel in the same way as Yontif affects the Ovel. Any other questions, please?
Sorry, Rav Nosson, you mentioned that the Kiddush of Shabbos is v'kiyah v'kaima, and there's no birur on Shabbos, but isn't that the ultimate birur that happens?
The answer is it's not birur. In other words, when a person, let's say, when a person who's working very, very hard and they're looking forward to their vacation, and while they're working, they're building up their company, they're building their business and everything, and they go on vacation. Lahavdil, I'm giving this example. The vacation is the ultimate success. That means that we're successful, that I'm able to go on vacation. But vacation isn't building the company. That's not building. You would say maybe yes. Bitula shel Torah zui kiyuma. Sometimes taking a vacation is what gives you the new energy. But again, on a certain level, within a certain framework, there's a different procedure going on Shabbos than on Yontif. On Shabbos, we're resting. We're not battling the Sitra Achra. We're not lowering, pushing down the Malchus of the Sitra Achra and removing the Malchus of Kedusha from them and elevating it. On Shabbos, we're not doing that. On Yontif, we are. There in Torah Lamed, Rabbeinu Zal shows that.
Thank you, Avinash.
Yeah. Obviously, the more one will go into the Kisvei Arizal, and following the procedure, the exact procedure that the Malchus goes through going into Shabbos and on Shabbos versus what goes on Yontif, we'll understand it better. But Rav Nosson gave us somewhat of an idea about it. Question in the chat. So a little Isarusa de Lasata is greater than a lot of Malmala? The answer is it depends on the circumstance. It depends on the context. Here, an Ovel who is attached to this Sitra Achras, to death, in order to cancel that, we need Yontif. Yontif can cancel that. Shabbos doesn't cancel it. Shabbos pauses it. It puts it on hold. We don't follow the laws, the mitzvahs of Avelis on Shabbos, but it doesn't cancel it. Whereas Yontif has the ability to mamish cancel it. Chazak. It says Chazak here in the Kodesh Halachos because this is actually Hilchos Aveilus is the last set of laws in Yoredeya, in Shulchan Aruch Yoredeya. The last three sections of laws were Reishis HaGez, Nidui and Cheirin, and Aveilus. Rav Nosson Zal was able to weave together Reishis HaGez, Nidui Cheirin, and Avelos. Now he's going back. Remember, this is a whole new pass on the Shulchan Aruch. He's going back to Reishis HaGez again, and he's going to give us a discussion now about Reishis HaGez and also about Cheirem and Avelis, possibly. Could be not in this next halacha, in the one after it. He'll give us all three. Halacha Beis. Al pi hamavur b'soif maimar vayhimi kates. This is based on the end of chapter 54 in Likud Imran, Hamedaber Mizikoraim. In that chapter in Likud Imran, Rabbeinu Zal speaks about remembering where we come from, that our neshama comes from a very, very high place, and remembering where we're going to, destination Olam Haba, that's the destination. And that's what our whole life needs to be focused on. Ayin Shem, take a look over there, chapter 54. Shafil, and Rabbeinu Zal explains there, Shafilu, and Rabbeinu Zal shows there that the Zikaron is related to the eyes. We say in Kriya Shema, Ule Zikaron Bein Einecha, that the Zikaron is connected very much to the eyes. And Rabbeinu Zal says there, Shafilu Kishenishma Mibechinas Ra'ayin. Even when a person is careful to avoid any ra'ayin, it's not enough. A person, mean ra'ayin, for example, would be things that damage a person's eyesight, smoke, major smoke, or certain negative things that could mamash blind a person or block a person's ability to see at all. Chas v'shalom. But Rabbeinu Zal says that's one step. There's another step of a person being very careful not to fall into medame. Medame means where a person doesn't see things clearly. Person's looks and they say, wow, that looks like a pole. And it's not a pole, it's a tree. Oh, it looked like a pole to me. I couldn't see so clearly. Right. Shehu ruach habehemius. Rabbeinu Zal explains there that medame, this ability to see but not clearly, is like a behema. A behema has a certain level of intellect, but not the intellect of a human being. V'zeh ha-medameh mechazer tomet lishkoin al pi shoina halochos. And Rabbeinu Zal explains over there that this power of medameh seeks, especially those people who are learning halacha, to attach themselves to them. Why? Because in the limud of halacha, very often the exact example that you want to know what the halacha is not necessarily written clearly in the Torah. The person learning halacha has to be able to learn what's written and be able to know now this scenario, this question you're asking me, what is it most similar to? Is it similar to this, which is permissible, or is it similar to that, which is forbidden? That's called birur hamedame, being able to clarify things that are not clear. So people who are learning halacha and paskening halacha, they need this birur hamedame. They need to be able to really understand the Torah well, so that when somebody presents them with a scenario, even though people talk a question about electricity, a question about traveling on an airplane thing, which are not written in the Chumash or the Gemara, but the person who learned halacha properly was given a birur hamedama, the ability, a clarity, to be able to take something that's unclear and be able to make clarity out of it. So Rabbeinu Zal says the medama, the satan, the yetzer hara, who is called medama, because that's what his whole presentation is all about, taking evil and making it look like good. Taking something bitter and making it appear sweet and enjoyable. Ayin Shem, take a look over there in the latter part of that chapter in Likud Imran. Rabbeinu Zal says, because of this, when a person is learning Torah and Halacha, and the person comes up with a chiddush, who inyan noa v'yofa, people look at it as something beautiful. And we have to see to it to defeat the medame of the sitra achra, and to be zeichet to holy love, The Medama, the Yetzirah, wants us to love things that are bad for us, that are harmful to us, Chas v'Shalom. We have to defeat that Medama and be zeichet to Av of Kedusha, which is the aspect of the Kohen, Bechinas v'komatz ha-Kohen. The Kohen is connected to Komatz, which is the Keser, the highest level of Av, of Chesed. Ayin Shom Kol Zehitev. Rav Nosson says, study that chapter in the Kutimran well, to have a good base for this halacha. Any questions? And now Rav Nosson Zal says, "V'zeh bechinas reishis hagez shetzrichen liten." Based on this, we'll be able to understand this mitzvah that when we shear the wool off a sheep, the first wool goes to the kohen. Because the shearing off of wool from a sheep is similar in concept to deriving halachos from the Gemara, from the Torah Sheba'al Peh. Rabbi Senuz al-Pasuk, as the Gemara says, on the Pasuk, Ukerochel lifnei goyzeseho, like a sheep before the wool has been shorn from it. And the Gemara says, "Shegoyis is in mimena halachos." This refers to the Torah Sheba'al Peh, the oral Torah, which is an ocean from which the rabbis who learn Gemara and they keep shearing off, they keep deriving new halachos, extracting new halachos, new knowledge from the Torah Sheba'al Peh. Bebchinas, as the pasuk says, "Kevosim lilvushecha," sheep for your clothing. Because from the wool that's shorn from a sheep that makes garments, which alludes to this term that's used in the Gemara in the Zohar HaKadosh, the chalukah derabanan, the special garment of the rabbis. Hanasim mechidushei Torah, and their garment spiritually is made from the halacha, the chidushi halachas that they derive. Bechinas kivasim lilvushecha. As the Gemara says in Chagiga, the alkein tzrichin lishmores hagizo shibchinas halachas. And this is why the Torah says we have to be careful regarding that wool on the sheep, which corresponds to these halachos that are being shorn from the Torah Sheba'al Peh, bechinas chidush nanal. Careful of what? Mi bechinas koyach hamedame. Careful to watch out for the Satan, the Yetzirah, who is called koyach hamedame, shehu shoyre tamid al pi shoyne halachos. He tries to attach himself most to those people who are learning halachos. And this is why we take that first wool that we shear from the sheep and we give it to the Kohen, who represents Chesed, Shehu b'chinas Ahava d'Kedusha, which corresponds to holy love, Shehu ha-hefech ha-medame, which is the opposite of medame, which is make-believe love. In order to thereby subdue the medame, and thereby make all the wool that's going to be coming from that sheep holy, so that all the clothing that's going to be made from the wool that's going to be shorn from that sheep, which alludes to all the halachos that are going to be derived from the Torah, chalukah derabanan, this special garment of the rabbis, sheyunasim bebechinas das dikdusha, that it should be made into holy das, habo al yedei hakohen, which comes from the kohen. Remember, ki sifsei kohen yishmeru das v'toyer v'akshem yipiyu, shehu hepech hamedame, he is the opposite of medame. The Kohen represents holy Das and holy Ahava, as Rabbeinu Zal expounds on this over there in chapter 54 in the Kutimran. And now Rav Nosson Zal adds, this is going to explain something interesting. We find by some of the most important events in the Torah, It mentions the shearing of the wool of the sheep. V'zeh bechinas inyan gizas hatzoin hamuzkor b'toroseinu akdoisha ubanaviyim kama pamim. With this, we're going to understand this shearing of the wool from the sheep that's mentioned in the Torah in several places. Kama shekosuv be'eis sheborach Yaakov milovon. For example, Yaakov Avinu spent 14 years in the place of the Sitrachra, in the house of Lavan. And it was when Yosef HaTzadik was born that Yaakov Avinu said, "See you later," and got out of there, knew that it's time to leave. And he left there. And the Pasuk says there, Ne'emar shom, v'Lavan holach ligzoz es tzonai. And Lavan went to cut the wool of his sheep. Va'oz daiko borach Yaakov menu. And that was the time when Yaakov Avinu understood that he can leave. He has to run away from Lavan. V'chein b'maise Yehuda v'Tamar. And so too regarding the story of Yehuda and Tamar, shemisham noilad shalsheres hayichus shel Moshiach, from which was destined to come Moshiach, from that relation between Yehuda and Tamar, which gave birth to Peretz and Zorach. Ne'emar shom, it says there, Vayal Yehuda al goyzeh et Sinai, that Yehuda was going to shear the wool from the sheep. Kishmiras hazikoron, because our ability to guard our memory, to make sure to keep our memory pure and holy, to be able to remember what we need to remember, which is shehu la'ad bekom achshavta ba'alma da'asi, to always connect our thoughts to the future world, always be concerned about our real future, dahainu lahagdil hadas bechol advarim sheboilam. And Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in the beginning of chapter 54 in Likutey Moharan that this shmiras hazikaron goes together also with a person being conscious as they're living in this world and increasing their das. Leida horemozim sheyesham, to be able to look at everything in the world that surrounds us and to be able to understand the messages that Hashem is sending us by everything that we're interacting with. Dahainu hachiyus elokus hamalupa shom b'chol davar v'davar, meaning to be able to see and realize the divine energy, the divine life that's found in every single thing in the world. This concept, this is an example of what's called revealing the holy kingdom of Hashem. Because when a person realizes and is aware and conscious of the divine presence that's found in everything in this world, that reveals Hashem's kingdom, Hashem's authority, Hashem's greatness. And we realize that Hashem's kingdom, Hashem's rulership is everywhere, and Hashem's authority is over everything. Hashem is the life force of everything. And when we reveal the holy kingdom, then Moshiach becomes revealed. Ki ikra malchus Moshiach sheyovoi b'mehera b'yameinu urak legalois malchusei yisborach kaviyachol. Because what the kingdom of Moshiach is really all about is revealing Hashem's kingdom. Va'oz timolei haaretz deyas Hashem. And the Pasuk says that then the entire world will be filled with recognition of Hashem. And then all of us will be able to expand our consciousness, our thoughts, and to recognize and realize the divine presence and the divine purpose of everything in the world. And then we'll see the fulfillment of the pasuk kol pol kiata v'yovin kol yitzur, that everyone and everything in creation will realize that Hashem is the one who created us. Nimtza, שבחינס הזיכורן, דהיינו הגדולה סדס, הוא בחינס הסגלוס מלכוסי הסבורך. So what we conclude from this is that this concept of zikoron, remembering Olam Haba, remembering Hashem, this expanded consciousness, that we don't just look at things as what they are physically, we're able to look further, look deeper, look bigger. This Hagdola Sadas is also the revelation of Hashem's kingdom, which is the kingdom of Moshiach, the kingdom of Kedusha. And therefore, when that ability to remember becomes damaged, dahinu hagdola sadas, meaning that expanded consciousness is damaged, chas v'shalom, upegam malchus Moshiach chas v'shalom, then the kingdom of Moshiach is also damaged. We'll hold it over here for now. Usually we try to end on a good note. The good note is that today is Erev Shabbos, and this Shabbos is Parshas HaChodesh. It's Shabbos Mavorchim. We're going to bless the month of Nisan, which is called Rosh Chodeshim. Rosh, the first, the leader, the king of all the months. And every day of Nisan is like a holiday. It's like a Rosh Chodesh. We don't say Tachnun throughout the whole month. And we know that Rosh Chodesh Nisan is when the Mishkan was put up finally, and other major, major positive events. That Shabbos should give us its full bracha, and the month of Nisan should give us its full bracha. To see the Amen.